Welcome to the Education Marketing Leader Podcast with Chris Raposo. If you're looking to dive into the latest industry insights, draw inspiration from education success stories, or just want to sharpen your marketing skills, you're in the right place. Here, we bring you a diverse range of voices from experts and leaders in the field, offering you a unique blend of professional development and practical strategies. Whether you want to understand your audience better, stay updated with the latest tech trends in marketing, or expand your professional network, we've got you covered. So while you're driving on your morning commute or winding down after a busy day, let's explore the dynamic world of education marketing together.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Education Marketing Leader with Chris Raposo. Today, my guest is joining me from the Lone Star State. His name is Dane Dubree. He's the Executive Director of Marketing Communications at South Plains College, and he's been with the school for 29 years. Dane, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
It's good to see you again. I saw Dane over at the NCNPR National Conference in New Orleans, struck up a conversation. He stopped by our booth. I interviewed him about the benefits of community colleges over four-year schools, and I figured, you know, he did a good job there. Have him on the show and tell the community college stories, which he is very passionate about. So let's break some narratives, because I remember being at one of the NCNPR conferences a couple of years ago, and they have these tables all over where they have little discussion topics, and one of them was about the perception or negative perception about community colleges in comparison to four-year schools and some of the stigmas. So we just want to, you know, tell everybody what the benefits are, what most of us know, but the public may not know. So what do you think people still get wrong about community colleges, and how does South Plains College help change that perception?
Well, you know, there's lots of misconceptions. They say it's 12th grade. It's not the same as a university. That it's your second choice. When really we're seeing a lot more students actually select us as their first choice. We have salutatorians, we have valedictorians from high schools in our area that are coming to us right out of high school and doing very well. They're taught well. And then once they either, if they're in a technical program, they go into the workforce, or they prepare to transfer to a university. When they get to those universities, they do very well. They're prepared, and universities, for the most part, really like community college students. And we feel that's a great thing for community colleges and what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned that some people think that it is the second choice over the four-year schools. Why do you think that is? Does it have anything to do with high school counselors pushing that down people's throats? Or where do you think that comes from?
I think we definitely see some of that, but we try to communicate. Things that are going on here in Texas is dual credit, where you can actually enroll in college courses while you're still in high school. And a lot of those courses are either taught by faculty that are at the high schools, or they're taught online directly from faculty with us. So in some ways, that's helping change that. Our dual credit enrollment is really growing right now. But you still have some issues of trying to communicate, not only to counselors, but to their principals, even superintendents in some cases, that we are a viable access point for higher education. And we always tell them, universities like our students. Universities are really big in transfer scholarships, mm-hmm. providing financial opportunities to help community colleges move forward into their programs once they leave here.
Yeah, you mentioned it's counselors, principals, even superintendents, you know, and it begins with the communication, with the messaging, and educating people about the benefits of it, right, to change that narrative. How do you do that? How do you re-educate them about the benefits of community college over four-year schools, and that it may be a good starting point for their particular students?
You know, we push quality education at an affordable cost. And there's lots of ways to do that. When we talk about quality, We're talking about classes taught by teachers that know your name. You're not just a number. And you have a relationship with that teacher. And they prepare you because they are teaching you specifically that coursework, and you're learning directly. You're not a number. You're a person in that classroom. You have a name, and you're getting quality education. We talk about affordability. Community colleges are affordable. We try as hard as we can to keep tuition low, allowing access to those opportunities. We're seeing a big increase in OERs doing away with textbooks because textbooks are such high cost, and we're actually seeing a large push to actually do our own textbooks to where that's not a cost to the students. So it's a matter of really trying to remove any and all boundaries possible to make sure our education is accessible and affordable to all.
Yeah, accessibility, affordability, it's always one of those things. You can see that the credit hours are low comparatively to some of the bigger state schools, but then, like you mentioned, there's the hidden cost of the textbooks. Yeah. And I remember that too, right? Because a lot of people, if you're a first generation student, you may not know that this is coming. Or you may know that you have to have some sort of books, but you don't know that they range in the hundreds of dollars, right? And that's just another one of those wake-up calls where you're like, well, I budgeted for the particular course, but I don't have the resources to get the books. What do I do now? I always, when I went to school, I never got the new copy. I always got the refurbished one or the new one. I bought it off some other students because I didn't really care what, sometimes these books fell apart, but I could still read the content of the book. So if you don't necessarily need the new shiny book, maybe communicate that too to your students that there are, secondhand options there, even though they may cut into the margins of your bookstore a little bit. But in the end, it's all about the student success, right?
Yeah, and one of the things that's happened here in Texas specifically is our legislatures, basically they approved a law 2 years ago where if you're on free or reduced lunch in public schools, you now have access to dual credit classes free. And when they say free, that means tuition, fees, and no textbook cost. So that's really what's kind of pushing us to move that direction, not just for dual credit, but for all of our students, because it is such a huge expense in regards to higher education.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You talked about earlier about the narrative, it's the 12th grade, it's the second choice. You've been around for almost 30 years now at community college, and you heard a lot of it. What is your least favorite community college stereotype, and how do you combat that? How do you destroy that with particular data or stories?
Yeah, probably one of my least favorites is in regards that you get what you pay for, or that the quality is not there. You're not getting the same instruction as you would get at the university, and that's just not true. Again, we use in our marketing, we provide quality education, and it's true. We have great teachers, great instructors. We have strong technical programs, and we offer things that universities don't in regards to specifically those continuing and technical education programs. And we're putting people in the workforce quickly through auto diesel, through welding, through our health sciences programs. It's just not true, and we have the data to back it up.
Yeah, and talking about South Plains Community College, where it's located in West Texas near Lubbock, heavy agricultural area.
Yeah.
A lot of students, they may not think that they're college material. They're like you know, brought up in the, on their family farm or whatever, and they think like, okay, finish high school, get to work, right? But how do you approach that sort of marketing to the students who don't even know that they're college material yet, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the ones that never picture themselves going or to school or stepping on a campus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, too, we're also big first generation. We're a Hispanic serving institution. We have a very diverse a student body. We're considered a large rural school. And so what we try to do in our messaging is we want to be authentic. We want to be true. We want to be welcoming. Right now, our tagline that we use is SPC is here. We're just trying to remind the people in our service area. We serve 14 counties in West Texas, which area-wide is huge. It's a lot of territory, but we're rural. Kind of some counties are more populated than others, but we're here for everyone, and that's what we try to do in our messaging. We want people to feel welcomed, and know that they can succeed in whatever they choose to do here at South Plains College.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into the show today. I hope you enjoyed it so far. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast, but were just overwhelmed by the sheer amount of work that goes into it? I get it. After producing over 100 episodes for the Education Marketing Leader, there's a lot of time that goes into this, time that most of us simply don't have. And that's where the Education Marketing Leader podcast production service comes into play. Me and my team will take care of the heavy lifting, from scripting, strategy, editing, to promoting. All you have to do is show up, record your episode, share your expertise, connect with your audience, and build your personal brand. So if you've been sitting on a podcast idea, today is the time to act. Reach out to me via DM on LinkedIn, and we'll get you started. And now, back to the episode. Yeah, piggybacking on that question as well, it's just a small personal story. We talked about it in the pre-interview that, you know, I came here from Germany at the age of 22, started work, and I had friends that I met at the gym, and they were like, you should go to HCC, Hillsborough Community College in Tampa, right, when I moved here. And because they enrolled there and they went there, and I thought at like 25 that I was too old to go to college, right? Yeah. So that's another thing, that if you've never been and you don't know anybody who's been an adult learner, and all you think is, you know, kids coming out of high school going straight to college, that's college material. And it's the other thing you want to be sure to communicate in your messaging, because once I stepped on campus and I took the evening classes, everybody was my age or older, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of fun for us, and the fact that we're kind of, in some ways, especially here on our main campus, we're set up like a small college or university, because we do have housing, we do have student life, but so we have a wider, diverse age, and it's really kind of cool. I actually have some experience in a college. My first college I worked for was in New Mexico, and it was an Air Force town. And so I really saw that older student in. And so you learn, that's one thing that stands out to me about community colleges, is it's opportunities for everyone. And you can change your path if you need to. You can change your program if you need to. But we're here to help you succeed. And we can make adjustments. You can make adjustments to get what you need to done.
Yeah, that's cool that you talked about that Air Force town. What town was that?
It was in Clovis, New Mexico, actually. Clovis Community College.
So Tampa, Florida, where I went to school with HCC, they have a huge Air Force base, MacDill Air Force Base. Yeah. They even have a campus on the Air Force Base, so that the soldiers don't have to leave. They can enroll or attend there. So that's another one of those accessibility things, you know, cutting down on their commute. Having to drive across town. So, but yeah, budgets are tight. Budgets are tight, I heard, at NCMPR, you know. So let's talk about that a little bit. Everybody's struggling with that right now, especially in this economy, and then with some of the shifts in support or upcoming shifts in support from the federal government. Let's say you have a tight budget, but you still have that big mission, right? you could only run one marketing campaign this year, what would it be and why?
I'm sticking with our SPC is here, and that has many different meanings, really. I mean, first, we're reminding the people of West Texas that we're their community college. We're kind of in a unique situation, the fact that we have a real small taxing district, but a very large service area. And so some of those people that aren't in our taxing district, they don't pay taxes into supporting us, but we are their community college. We've been, and so sometimes we try to remind them of that. Now, when I say SPC is here, we're here for your opportunity. Whatever you choose to do, whether it be a program that allows you to transfer, one of our technical programs, health sciences, we're here to help you succeed. And we're seeing a great response from it. Again, it's one of those we feel is very welcoming, and just kind of straightforward and authentic, like I said.
Yeah, we are here for you. I love it. But you know, if it doesn't reach the right audience, it's not going to get heard by the right people, and they won't show up. So in your experience, what are some marketing channels that are overhyped for community colleges, and what actually delivers results for South Plains College? Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big billboard fan, and so I don't do a lot of billboard advertising. But also, we're so spread out that it may or may not be as effective that it might be in more of a metro or city area. Of course, in the digital world, that's our priority. We have a very strong digital presence. We geofence high schools. And there, we're not only catching prospective students, we're catching alumni, we're catching parents that are going to help their students make decisions. Even teachers, maybe they're a dual credit instructor with us, and they're going to help us in those recruiting areas. Of course, word of mouth is a huge thing. And that's where we try to remind people. South Plains College has been here for, we're nearly 70 years old, and you don't want to take for granted that everybody knows who you are. And so you just do what you can with your budget. And right now, digital is very strong for us. I still do a lot of traditional, and that helps us reach some of our older decision makers, and even lets our Board of Regents see what we are doing, because a lot of them may or may not see. I have to remind them on occasion, I'm not targeting you. And so that's why you may not see my digital stuff, but the traditional stuff we still get to put out there and make sure it's seen as well.
I love that. Yeah, I heard that before. People are saying, hey, I don't see any of the ads, and you're like, you're not supposed to see the ads, so it's working.
You have to be careful how you say that.
Yes, absolutely. When you say geofencing, what kind of, you're using Facebook for that, or what else are you using?
Actually, our digital retargeting and our generic ads in the digital world could be online, app advertising. We're doing OTT. We're doing YouTube television. We do it all. We have a very, we try to capture everything. And that's one thing that's important too, is staying up on the digital trends, because it's changing so fast and you can get so deep. So it's really important to stay on top of those things.
No, it is. And now I recently talked to somebody about, she's offering ads for streaming services. You know, that's another one of those things. Like,
we've started on YouTube television is really kind of our newest area, and we're seeing great responses from that.
Now, I know you went to Texas Tech, right? Bachelor's, master's. But you've spent your entire career at a community college.
My undergrad degree is actually in radio and television. I thought I wanted to be a sportscaster when I was younger. I actually worked for a TV station and while I was in college. And once I graduated from Tech, I took a shot. This is when you still looked in newspapers for jobs. there was a job for a community college in New Mexico that was looking for a person to produce TV commercials and then support their interactive television network. They taught actually interactive television classes to rural high schools in eastern New Mexico. And that was something, distance learning was still very new, but they were kind of on the cutting edge. And so I helped, I spent about 4 years there producing TV commercials for the marketing office, but then also training professors and teachers on how to use television and to educate high school students.
We're all drawn to the tube.
Yeah.
So, like I said, 29 years, some people can get burned out with that. You know, it's a long time. You get to, through the motions, you show up for work year after year, and you're like, you got another commencement coming up, right? Yeah. Another enrollment, fall class coming in. What's a story or a moment you've witnessed that reminded you, this is why I do what I do, this is why I continuously do what I do?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You mentioned commencement, and those are big things, and that's usually where you get to see that final step when those students are holding their diplomas up on stage or they're waving to their families. For me, I'm actually on the floor during our commencements. I do some PA announcing, mm-hmm. and I'm usually right there, bird's eye view of watching each student. A lot of times, I may know a few of those students that may have come through this office, and they all have different stories. They're different ages. Some are young, some are older, some are married. We've seen it all. That's what community colleges are about. And so that never gets old. Even though it's at the end of a semester and you're like, oh, we made it, it recharges you for the next one, actually. And specifically, I even got to award both my children their diplomas as South Plains College graduates.
And oh my.
That's pretty cool.
That is special. Yeah, commencement is very special. When I went to, I went the 4-year track, but I went 2 years at community college, got my AA, and then moved on. And at the time, I was so fixated on the end goal of getting my 4-year degree that I skipped community college commencement because I said, I don't want to even get the slightest idea that I'm at the end.
You're done. Yeah.
Right. So I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm just going to continue. I'm going to go straight into my university track. And, you know, but looking back at it, I'm like, yeah, I should have stopped and smelled the roses a little bit.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. And we try to make it very special because for some, they're ending with a certificate or that associate's degree. Mm-hmm. Some are going right into the workforce. So that is their end. Yeah. Those kids that are, or students that are getting ready to transfer, they'll get to do that again. But this one's pretty special.
Very, very special. Very special. Always one of the things that I regretted. So if anybody out there, you know, is considering not doing it, do it.
Order that cap and gown.
You got to do it, man. Good memories. Yeah. So let's say you talked about digital earlier, right? The website is your front door, basically, these days to your institution. So if you have a prospective student that only saw one page on your website, which page would it be and why?
I love the mobile version of our homepage. It's laid out very well. It's very strong, pretty much. And we know majority of our students are still using their mobile devices to access our website. You know, how crazy is that? And so that's probably my favorite part of our website right now. And it works well. Of course, we're a small shop. Sometimes it's things get dated. You know, you try to maintain. We're actually working on some redesigns of some program page templates and things like that right now. But that homepage is very important, and the mobile version of ours I really like.
Yeah, mobile accessibility is key there. Have you seen any, like in your analytics, students or visitors, do you have more joining from a desktop or more joining from a phone?
It's probably still heavier on the phone, but you do see the increase, I think, as things progress. But yeah, we're still seeing a large population on mobile devices.
You talked about television earlier.
Yeah.
Let's go into a little bit of a fun exercise here. Let's say you had all the money in the world, all the budget to blow. Let's say you had a 30-second Super Bowl level ad space. What message would you want every household in America to hear about South Plains Community Colleges, but also community colleges at large?
First of all, South Plains College is here. I'm trying to stay consistent with my brand, right? But just to let people know that community colleges can provide you quality education with many opportunities, variety of programs, transfer options, technical options, the health sciences options, continuing ed, those types of options. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just need to retrain. We're here to provide all those opportunities, and it doesn't cost a lot to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's really what it boils down to for me.
Yeah, and who do you feature? I know you do the YouTube ads. Who do you usually feature on there?
You know, we actually have some alumni that you'd be nice to get involved. Cheryl Swoops actually attended school here, WNBA fame. We have some music artists, Leanne Womack, Natalie Maines from the Chicks. Those types of people, you know, those are celebrity endorsers are always great. But we have such great students. We have a recent grad that went through our welding program, and she got hired by SpaceX. And she's doing probably one of the more unique jobs in the country. And she's a local person. She grew up here on the South Plains. And so we've actually been able to feature her here locally recently in our media. And we just had a great response. So, everybody's got a story. And it's all valuable.
Everybody has a story. Each story is valuable to tell, and it's just one of the themes that I have on this podcast as well. Sometimes I invite people, and they say they don't have anything to say, and I say, hey, somebody needs to hear a message. If it's only one person that touches it and reaches it and changes their life, you know, that'll be a time well spent. And also SpaceX, right? It's a prominent company, showing that, hey, you come to our school and you can land jobs at companies like that, you know, not just a small mom and pop.
Yeah, we have, through our auto diesel program, we have a strong relationship with Warren Catt. And it's funny, when that first started, Warren Catt was actually coming in and hiring the students before they ever finished their diesel program. And so that in itself proves that you can get a job quickly in the right field, and we can provide you the training to do that. And so we see that in a lot of our technical programs. Our welding technology programs, it stays full to where we have to, when we have the ability, add more spaces. We actually had to expand our welding facilities just a couple of years ago to allow for us to train more students. And that's one thing that's cool about community colleges too, is we can adjust fast and quickly as needed.
And that's the best social proof right there for people that are looking for career opportunities, knowing that when they come through South Plains College, they most likely are going to land a good paying job.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Community College Month. This episode will conclude my segment for Community Colleges Month. So looking ahead 10 years from now, with the enrollment cliff and everything happening, you know, you don't know what the future holds, but what do you hope people are going to say about South Plains College and about the role of community colleges in America?
For South Plains College, we want people to say that and tell others that we are their community college. And we're going to do our best to get that message out. For community colleges as a whole, I've shared with others, but I'm a product of South Plains College myself. I graduated from here. Not only is this college a special place to me, but community colleges in general. I love to tell the story of community colleges. Mm-hmm. We provide so many people from so many different backgrounds opportunities to gain education, and it can be tailored for that specific person. If they want to go through a transfer program, we have those options. If they want to get into the workforce, we have our technical and health sciences. We have opportunities for everyone. And I think in the next 10 years or so, community college hopefully will continue to build on that. We have to explore new programs. We're actually working on adding a dental hygiene program because that's something that's needed in our area. That's a process. It's about a 3 to 4 year process to get it active, but we're working on that now. And so you have to stay ahead of all that and prepare and look towards the future and everything. And so that's kind of a thing we're dealing with now. And it's exciting. It's another story we're going to be able to tell and help recruit students to that program.
Yes, I think that's a good way to end the episode. See the need and find a way to address it for all institutions out there, whether they're four-year schools or community colleges, to stay up and running during those times ahead. Yeah. Dane, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about you or continue the conversation?
Sure. Of course, you can always reach out to me on LinkedIn. I've got a fun profile there, so you're welcome to join me there. My email address here at South Plains College is ddubry@southplainscollege.edu. You can also get me at danedubry@gmail.com. And so I love to meet new people, make new acquaintances, and tell the community college story along with the South Plains College story.
Great. Thanks so much, Dane. Really appreciate you being part of the show, sharing your perspective on the community college world and just being a beacon of hope for everybody out there.
Thanks, Chris. Good to see you again.
You too. Take care.
All right, bye.
And that's a wrap for this episode, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Education Marketing Leader Podcast this week. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with your friends and your network. And if you ever thought about starting your own podcast, now that you listen to one and you got inspired, reach out to me via DM. We'd love to help you launch your own. We'll take care of everything for you, the scripting, the strategy, the editing, the distribution. All you have to do is show up, connect with the audience, and build your personal brand. So if you're ready for it, let's chat. And for everybody else, we'll see you next time at the Education Marketing Leader Podcast. Take care, friends.